This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer, and Dodger fans celebrating by buying up lots of World Series gear, and a man is accused of drugging and raping a woman he met on a dating app. But first,
celebrating the world champion Dodgers on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And there is an awful lot of excitement for tomorrow's parade to celebrate the Dodgers World Series victory, but police and business leaders are condemning all the looting that happened last night. Pete DiPietro reports.
The blocking of streets, use of illegal fireworks, looting of two stores along Broadway and LA Live, and the burning of a bus is not activity that was acceptable, according to the people with the business improvement districts in the area. LAPD Captain Raul Joval says they're working on finding those responsible.
We're asking for everybody's help. Please be part of the solution. If you know of somebody who participated in the looting, you know, call us, call the Central Area Detectives. If you want to remain anonymous, please use Crime Stoppers. You can send us information. We are actively looking for the people that did this yesterday. This is not right, and we will do everything we can to arrest the people that did this.
Officials and business leaders are hoping the crowds will be in a celebratory, not destructive mood tomorrow, and that hundreds of officers along the parade route should be enough to deter anyone with criminal intent on their minds. In downtown L.A., I'm Pete DiPietro, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna weighing in on what happened last night. Deputies had to disperse some crowds and make a few arrests.
As we continue this celebration, that we have to celebrate and respect the win the Dodgers made by behaving responsibly. And when you go out and celebrate, please do not use illegal fireworks. Do not go out and close down intersections and take them over and have cars spinning around.
Luna says the department and local law enforcement are committed to making sure the public stays safe and to protecting property. And he says if you see something, say something. LA Metro says it is the best option to get around tomorrow's Dodgers victory parade downtown. That parade starts at 11 o'clock at Gloria Molina Grand Park in front of City Hall. So if you are trying to reach the downtown area, Metro says use rail instead of the bus and avoid driving your car. Metro is going to funnel a lot of its bus lines serving downtown L.A. to four Metro rail stations. That's where riders are going to be able to transfer to trains and continue their trips into the area. And KNX News is going to cover the whole parade tomorrow morning. Listen for free on the Odyssey app, your smart speaker, and, of course, over the air, KNX News, 97.1 FM. Fans celebrating by buying up lots of gear. Natalie Davidian checked it out.
There's still a lot here at Dick's Sporting Goods in El Segundo. You have t-shirts, koozies for cans, towels. Beanies are out at the store. This fan coming by with her coworkers to buy more swag after standing in line for hours last night.
Just excited because this is a full season of the World Series, and we actually took it all the way, you know. It was a great game to watch.
Heading to the parade, are you hoping to get some gear to wear at the parade?
Actually, yeah. So we're trying to figure out what we're going to do on Friday. We all kind of work together, so we'll see what happens. And we might have a little cough going on, but it's okay.
Do you have a budget or are you willing to splurge?
I want a few sweaters, a few hats. Actually, I really want a hat and the shirts. I already got myself two, but I was here last night at a different location, came to this location to get some more.
What did it look like last night, and how do you compare it to what you're seeing here right now?
So actually, I was at a different location, and last night was wrapped around the block.
So the lines may look intimidating, but they're not too bad. I bought a t-shirt. It took about 15 to 20 minutes to get from the very back of the store all the way to the cashier. In El Segundo, sporting my new World Series championship t-shirt, I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Detectives in the Inland Empire have arrested a man that they say drugged and raped a woman he met on a dating app, and they say there may be more victims. Emily Valdez reports.
San Bernardino County Sheriff officials say it was Tuesday about 3 o'clock in the morning when they got a call from a woman who said she'd just been raped. They've identified the suspect as David Garcia, 37 years old, of Bloomington.
She met Mr. Garcia on, I believe it was Tinder, and somehow arranged to meet up at his place to hang out.
San Bernardino County Sheriff's Corporal Adam Cervantes.
During her time at his residence, she was rendered unconscious, and then she awoke to him performing sexual acts on her. So after that happened, after she woke up, she was able to get away and then call 911 for help.
Detectives believe Garcia used some sort of drug to knock the woman out. They also said when they served a search warrant at his home on Locust, they found evidence there may be other victims, and they want them to come forward. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And we have a picture of Garcia on KNXnews.com. The Film Academy has laid off about 2% of its workforce. Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the people who hand out the Oscars, is restructuring, laying off about 16 of some 800 employees. The reorganization actually has been going on for the last 18 months as the film industry in Hollywood is shrinking. The workers are mainly in the Academy's Collecting and Preservations Department, responsible for a lot of the stuff you see in the Academy Museum. An invasive species being called an immediate threat to California, the golden mussel, has made its first North American appearance in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. It has the potential to clog up major water supply pumps. CalMatters says it's just the beginning of a long battle ahead to slow it down. The top concerns are the environmental impacts and the Delta pumping stations that send water to 30 million people and millions of acres of farmland. UC Davis biologists say the golden mussel is... The UC Davis biologists say unless the golden mussel is contained and eliminated right away, there might not be any getting rid of it. Going to be seeing a new ad campaign targeting young people about abusing cannabis gummies in L.A. County. D.A. George Gascon announced the public service campaign to educate kids and their parents and caregivers about the dangers cannabis products pose to the bodies and brains of young people. D.A.'s office says the new products up to 23 times stronger than they were 50 years ago. Deciding which judges to vote for can be one of the toughest parts of filling out your ballot. We're going to try to make sense of it. It's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. So the Dodgers beat the Yankees. They came back after falling behind 5-0. That is the biggest deficit ever overcome by a team in a game to clinch the World Series. They came back to L.A. this morning, and the big parade's tomorrow at 11. For more on this, we're joined by the team historian for the Dodgers, Mark Langille. Thanks for being here with us.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
All right. So even though this one only went for 5 games, no shortage of drama in it. Of course, it started with the first ever walk-off grand slam in World Series history from Freddie Freeman. How does this championship compare to the other 7 the Dodgers have won?
Well, it's trying to pick your favorite child if you're in a large family, because it means so much to different
generations. Oh, my dad had no problem with that. I knew who was the favorite.
Starting in 1955, the one and only in Brooklyn. You got your Colfax ones in 59, 63, and 65. You've got Fernando in 81, and you've got Oral and Kirk Gibson in 1988. And so you notice these championships have names associated with it. And so obviously for 2024, you're going to have Mookie, Shohei, and, you know, Freddie. And it's just... it felt like a 7-game series because there was so much hype with Dodgers and Yankees, and the Dodgers barely won the first 2 games. Suddenly they're up 3-0, but you couldn't discount the Yankees, and you had that sinking feeling when it was 5-0. Oh my goodness, this series is going to go back to game 6, and then suddenly, before you knew it, they're planning a parade.
So will this be the Dodger first parade since 1988? What are you expecting from it tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be crazy. The one thing that's different from 1988, there was a parade in 1988, but there wasn't a rally at Dodger Stadium. And so that's what's changed. People this morning were trying to get tickets for the rally at Dodger Stadium. So fans can either pick, do you want to go to the parade or do you want to go to the rally? Because logistically, you're not going to have time to go both. So 1988, you just had the parade, but there was nothing at the stadium. That's going to change. Just imagine tomorrow, all the people just assembling in there just to be able to cheer the championship. There's no game going on, but it's just going to be the ultimate celebration.
Is this a new golden era of Dodger baseball looking ahead?
I'd say it's a wonderful era of Dodger baseball. I mean, we take for granted 12 straight trips to the postseason. Before the new ownership took over, the record was 2. And so now everybody's just figuring, well, we'll be in the playoffs. How's it going to work in the postseason? That doesn't happen usually in other cities. And so a dozen playoff appearances, it speaks for itself. And look at the structure. Look at all the stars you have. Shohei Ohtani, just in the first year of his 10-year contract. And oh, by the way, he decides he wants to be a pitcher next year again. So it's going to be exciting for the next few years for the Dodgers, but you can't discount how hard it is to win a World Series. That's why it's so important that fans tomorrow and for the next few months just savor what happened, because other cities, look at San Diego, never won a World Series. Cleveland, you got to go back to 1948. So celebrate, 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 and look ahead when it's time.
All right, team historian for the Dodgers, Mark Langille, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Not a lot of information about the judges on your election ballot, your very long election ballot. So how do you figure out who to vote for? We're going to go in depth.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Election 2024
on KNX News 97.1 FM.
It's going to be difficult figuring out who to vote for in all the races for the local judges. Charles Feldman and Mike Simpson got more for Countdown 2024 from Jessica Levinson, an expert on both the law and politics at Loyola Law School in L.A.
When it comes time to voting for judges, I'll be very honest. I have no idea who I'm voting for or why I'm voting for them. I may as well throw a dart at a dartboard. In fact, maybe that's what I would
do. The best.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So the first question is the bigger question. Why are we, when a lot of countries, I think most actually Western countries, do not elect judges? Why do we?
Because we love weighing in on questions like this, and we love accountability, and we love the idea that judges will still be accountable to the electorate, and that if they make decisions that we think really abuse their discretion or transgress the bounds of what we're comfortable with, that we can say not so fast and vote them out of office. And I think there are tons of reasons why we shouldn't treat judges like other, like politicians, like members of other branches. But the truth is that it's very difficult to get people to give up the right to weigh in on something. And we tend to love to add our ability to vote on positions as opposed to give it up. But I think there are plenty of good reasons why we should say that what judges do is fundamentally different than what lawmakers or members of the executive branch do, and that it maybe doesn't make a lot of sense to make them subject to political pressure. And also, as you said, to choose them based on so little information.
Why do we vote for local judges in this country, but we don't vote for federal judges?
This is a great question. On the federal level, we have a completely different system where we have decided that judges should be outside of or above politics. So on the federal level, as all of your listeners know, the president chooses somebody, the president appoints, and then the Senate confirms, or that's how it's supposed to work. The Senate gives advice and consent. And the idea is that these Article III judges have lifetime appointments and can only be removed if they're impeached. And the purpose behind that is to say to judges, what you do is apply the facts to the law. And sometimes that's not going to be popular. And sometimes you're going to be weighing in on questions of individual rights. And sometimes judges are the last ones that can prevent us from experiencing tyranny of the majority. And so almost by definition, we don't want judges subject to political pressure. We've just made a different calculation when it comes at least to state trial court judges.
So when I'm looking at those, when I'm on my ballot, and I don't know next to nothing about these people, and I haven't heard of them because they're not running TV ads, and some don't even have websites, what am I supposed to do? What do I look for? Where do I find it?
I know, this is so difficult. So I think one of the places to look that's really helpful in Los Angeles is to look at the Bar Association. The Los Angeles County Bar Association interviews these candidates, interviews people who know them and work with them, and gives rankings. And as we know, there are five different offices up for election this time around, and there are different rankings that the LA County Bar Association gives. So there's exceptionally well qualified, qualified, and not qualified. And so that is helpful to a point. The issue, which often happens, is that in two of the five races, the candidates both get the same ranking. The candidates running against each other are both either both qualified or both well qualified. At that point, I think it requires us to do even more work, which is to do things like go to newspapers or other media outlets that we might trust.
Countdown 2024 airs at 2:30 weekday afternoons, weeknights at 8. Also available on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's your nonstop news at 5 for Thursday, October 31st, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.